The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. May Allah accept your du'as and worships in the month of Ramadan. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Hujjat al-Islam Dr. Shumali.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-Aliyyi al-Azim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala al-Tayyibin al-Tahirin. Assalamu alaikum to all brothers and sisters who are with us. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants you and your dear ones and all of us the access to his banquet in this holy month of Ramadan. Very happy to be with you. Alhamdulillah, we have a great honor and great opportunity to be invited by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to his own month. One of the best things to prepare ourselves for the month of Ramadan is to review the sermon of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the last Jum'ah of months of Sha'ban. That sermon is very special. Maybe Allah had planned that this would remain always with the months of Ramadan, with the Muslim Ummah. Because without that khutbah, we really couldn't appreciate it as we do with this khutbah. So Rasulullah said, أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ قَدْ أَقْبَلَ إِلَيْكُمْ شَهْرُ اللَّهِ. O people, it's for everyone. Young, old, men, women, people in the east, in the west, wherever. Even it doesn't say ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, it says ya ayyuhal nas. Qad aqbala ilaykum shahrullah. The month of Allah has come to you. Later also he says shahrun indallahi afdalu shuhur. This is the month that with Allah, in the sight of Allah, is the best month. When Allah attributes something to himself, then it shows that Allah wants to honor it. We call it, you know, adhafiyya, tashrifiyya. Allah wants to honor it. But also it shows that that thing is something that can be universal, can benefit many people. Because anything that belongs to Allah should benefit all people. For example, if something becomes Baytullah, like Masjid, or Masjid al-Haram in the first place, then it is also for people. إِنَّ أَوَّلَ بَيْتًا وُضَعَ لِلنَّاسِ لَلَّذِي بَبَكَّةَ مُبَارَ. So, house of Allah is house that belongs to people. Month of Allah is month that belongs to people. And this month brings, in a special way, barakah, وَالرَّحْمَةَ وَالْمَغْفِرَةَ. Baraka, after, you know, analysis, maybe we can say baraka is something which is not just good or very good. Baraka is an increasing goodness, something which has benefits, which has blessings, which are going to remain and grow. This is the meaning of barakah. If, for example, you offer someone something which is going to finish soon, you are not calling this is barakah. But if someone, for example, meets someone and out of that a long-term relationship grows, this is barakah. This is mubarak. So this month brings opportunities that if we appreciate can remain with us till end of our life and also in our journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hereafter. So this is in addition to everything that we have in other months. Yeah, we are always surrounded by blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and barakah of Allah is always there. But this month brings something which is so extra that you can feel there is a change. The whole creation as if it is very excited. Allah who is very kind and very merciful, but the world has a limit in what can receive from. Month of Sha'ban, month of Rajab, with all greatness that they have some limits. They cannot bring to us what months of Ramadan can bring to us. So, أَقْبَلَ إِلَيْكُمْ شَهْرُ اللَّهِ بِالْبَرَكَةِ وَالرَّحْمَةِ. And Rahma, if I want to say it just, you know, briefly, I can say anything that comes from Allah, anything which is given is because of His Rahma. If it is our existence, our health, our youth, our energy, our rizq, reputation, family, forgiveness, anything is because of His Rahma. Nothing can explain why He created the world unless we refer to His Rahma. Because if you say, Allah had power, okay, should you do whatever you have power for? If you say, Allah had knowledge, should you do whatever you know? No. But if you say, Allah has Rahma, and because of that He created, say yes, that explains everything. And this is why He says in the Quran that La yazalun mukhtalifin. They are always differing except when Allah has rahmah. And then it says, وَلِذَٰلِكَ رَحِمَ رَبُّكَ وَلِذَٰلِكَ خَلَقَهُمْ. And one interpretation means, for rahmah He has created us. So this month brings rahmah and in particular maghfirah. You know, maghfirah is very important, especially for entering the months of Ramadan and especially in Laylatul Qadr. Because when we have burdens of sins, when we have darkness, blockage that are caused by sins, our capacity will be reduced. We cannot receive that much. We cannot, you know, bring good that much. One of the things that sins do is that they close us and they reduce our capacity. Maghfirah is needed so that we can get better and more from this feast of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there are many beautiful points in that khutbah. I am not going to talk about that khutbah because unfortunately we don't have time. But please review that khutbah, even if you have read it or listened to it many times. Review that khutbah. It's an excellent thing. Oh Allah, please make this month of Ramadan very special for us. Renew our relation with the Quran, with your Hujjah Imam Mahdi, Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif. Enable us to bring joy and happiness and comfort to life of as many people as possible.
Dear listeners of the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, you can follow this program entitled Minbar every day in the month of Ramadan. If you have any suggestion, you can send us your email at englishradio@irib.ir.
Love is everywhere. So much peace fills up the air. Ramadan, month of the Quran. I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year around. Ramadan.
لك دوماً.